a word for you from Psalm 112, the second verse. His offspring will be mighty in the land. His generation, or the generation of the upright, will be blessed. Here we find the first consequence of the person, as it is said in verse 1, who fears the Lord and who greatly delights in God's law. And as we pointed out what the fear of the Lord means and how delighting in the law, what it means, it reveals, the law reveals the character of God. It also shows us our character and our desperate need for a Savior. That's why Paul said the law is the schoolmaster that points us to Christ. But here now is the beginning of the blessings. Now in the Hebrew there are 22 points in the psalm. Each point begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now this one is the first description of the blessings that result from fearing the Lord and delighting in His commandments. And the first blessing is those who are nearest and dearest, His offspring, His children, and the generation. In other words, those that are in closest contact with that person. And your family is usually the one with whom you are in closest contact. And if you don't have children, it still applies to you for your nearest and dearest. You need not just pray for God to bless them. God will bless them, according to verse 2. And it says that your offspring will be mighty in the land. They will have strength from God. And they will be blessed. So don't just plead every day for God's blessing upon them, although it is also correct to ask God to bless your children, of course. But remember, there is in this psalm an automatic blessing upon those who are the nearest and dearest of the person who fears God and who delights in His commandments. Tell me, what is it like with those who are the nearest and dearest to you? Those that you are in contact with every day, are they mighty in the land? Are they effective? Do they have influence because of their godliness? Can they also be called that they are blessed? And can people recognize in them the qualities of God? That's what it is like. Kunjalo kumuntu onesibusiso ngoba uyamesaba uNkulunkulu futhi uyathanda kakhulu umthetho wakhe. Izingane zakhe nabo bonke abaseduze naye bazobusiseka.